the beginning of this week's parsha, Parsha's Tzav, right after Sheni, the Torah says, "Zek korban Aaron uvanav asher yakrivu l'Hashem b'yom himashach osam. Asiris ha'efa solis mincha, tamid machtisa babok machtisa ba'er." That Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, brings a korban mincha each and every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. He brings a korban each and every day. And Rashi is medayik from the Lashon of the Pasuk, "Zek korban Aaron uvanav," that all B'nai Aaron, all Kohanim, even a Kohen Hedyot, has to bring a Korban Mincha when the Nischanech La'avoda. The first time that a Korban, the first time that a Kohen does Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, he has to bring a Mincha, what's called a Minchas Chinuch. That's the source of this, of the name of the Sefer, Minchas Chinuch. Every Kohen brings a Minchas Chinuch the first time that he has a Chinuch for Avoda. Chinuch means a Haschola. He's becoming inaugurated. As a Kohen doing Avodah Beis HaMikdash, she brings a Minchas Chinuch. And says the Pasuk, the Kohen Gadol brings a Minchas Chinuch every day. He brings what's called a Minchas Chavitin. That's the Lashon that they give it. The Minchas Chavitin is a Minchas Chinuch that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, why every day? Every Kohen Hedyot brings a Minchas Chavitin, he brings a Minchas Chinuch the first time that he does Avodah. The stomach of the Kohen Gadol, before he became a Kohen Gadol, he was a Kohen Hedyot, he brought a Minchas Chinuch as a Kohen Hedyot, so this episode, when he becomes the Kohen Gadol, so now every day brings a Minchas Chavitin, well, why is that? So many different answers are given to try to explain what's the purpose of this Minchas Chavitin. Rav Shmuel Vosner, in the Hakdama to Chelek Ches of the Shevet Alevi, he wants to suggest that the answer relates to the nature of the Kohen Gadol and what he does in the Beis HaMikdash. We know that a Kohen Hedyot does avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Every so often he comes mizman lizman to the Beis HaMikdash. There were 24 mishmaros of kahuna, and there were different batei av, different families of kahuna within the mishmaros. So it turns out that every Kohen Hedyot will be in the Beis HaMikdash 2 weeks a year. But he's not even going to do avodah every one of those days. There's a Beis Av for his day. So he'll do avodah one of the days. One of the days there. So the Kohen Hedyot, Mizman Lizman, comes and does Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So for him, the Avodah is always going to be something fresh. He never gets there. He's not there all the time. Twice a year, a couple of days a year, he's doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. You know, it's like taking a lulav. Take a lulav at the beginning of Sukkot. You're excited. Excited. You start to eat matzah. Right, we're getting to the time that maybe you can't even eat matzah anymore, right? It's Shloshim Yom before Pesach. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tui, they're a whole different minhagim as to when you can't eat matzah. You come to the Seder night, right? You're about to eat that hand shmura matzah. You're so excited. You paid so much money for it that you hope it tastes good, right? But you're excited. It's not a mitzvah that comes every day. You come to Rosh Hashanah, they're about to blow shofar. It's exciting. It's something fresh. It's something special. That's the feeling that a Kohen Hedyot would have when he came to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Come to the Kotel. Right, you haven't been at the Kotel in a while. Come to the Kotel, you tremble. Right, you have like shivers as you're walking up the first time. It's an amazing feeling because you haven't been there. You haven't been to the Makom of the Mikdash in a while. But the Kohen Gadol does avod in the Beis HaMikdash every day. Every day, Kohen Gadol does avod in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a concern. There's a concern that maybe it's going to become habitual. Maybe it'll become like rote to him. It'll be a little stale. He's not going to feel like it's something special, something exciting. So we tell the Kohen Gadol, bring a Minchas Chavitin every day. Bring a Minchas Chinuch. You remember the first time that you brought the Minchas Chinuch. And you see every young Kohen Hedyot, the first time that he does Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he brings this Minchas Chinuch, you're around, you see it. When you bring that Minchas Chinuch, internalize the idea, it's the first time. It's just as exciting as the first time. Don't lose that excitement. I know, if he brings the Minchas Chavitin every day, so maybe the Minchas Chavitin becomes habitual. Yeah, but it's a special korban. Not everyone brings that every day. So the Kohen Gadol, by bringing that special korban, it like emphasizes. It's a constant reminder. Don't get used to it. Keep that freshness. Keep that sense of excitement. Don't let it get stale. We find this idea such an important concept to always keep Avodas Hashem exciting. We find this by the Korban Talmud as well. In Parshas Pinchas, the Pasuk says, "Hakevas echo taseh baboker." Right, we've been talking so much about the Tmidim. But in Parshas Tetzaveh, the very first time that the Tmidim are mentioned, is a little bit of a different lashon. The pasuk says, "Es akeves ha'echad ta'aseh b'boker." Ha'echad, the first keves. They say from the Briskei Rav that he was medayik in that lashon of the pasuk. Says, "Why does it say es akeves ha'echad? Because the first carbon tumah that was ever brought, that was gishmak. That was exciting. That was es akeves ha'echad, the keves." The only keves, the first keves, that was exciting. But you know how it goes. Right? After a few days, day one, day two, day three, it becomes a keves echad. It's just another sheep. It's not the sheep. It's not the special sheep. It's not the exciting carbon. So the message of the Torah is: make sure that your carbon tumah every day is a keves ha echad. Don't lose that excitement, just like the first time. Everyone remembers the first time they came to yeshiva, first day they met the Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, they met the Rosh Yeshiva, they met the Mashgiach, started learning. What a geshmak, different world. Every bar mitzvah bacher remembers the first time he put on tefillin. Can't sleep the night before. First time he put on tefillin, so special. Everyone remembers the night of Rosh Hashanah. Now the chazan goes up to say Baruch Hu. He starts the haunting nigger. And everyone starts trembling. It's another year. It's the first tefillah of the year. Maybe I'll get this marif right. Everyone remembers the first time. Everyone remembers the first tehillim we all said after Simchas Torah this year. We were all crying then. But over time, we forget. It's natural. It's a human... It's part of the human condition that we don't always remember. We don't always keep that excitement. We don't keep that excitement. We get used to things. We should never get used to things. You have to keep a sense of excitement, a sense of awe and fascination with all of the Avodas Hashem we do. And especially with the Tehillim that we're davening. Don't get used to it. It's not over, unfortunately. It's not over yet. We have to daven with the same excitement. Now we're sort of embarrassed to cry. Because, what are people going to think? What, he's crying now? It's 5 months in. Don't be embarrassed. Maybe they should look at you. They should start crying also. It's not over. There's a lot more that has to happen. And things have happened this week that were not good. Right? Things have happened that have put us in a bad situation. We have to keep that excitement. Keep that freshness. Keep pounding away. Avinu Malkeinu. We can't forget. It's an Eis Tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the tefillah, and he wants us to be serious about it, to realize how important it is, to internalize that feeling. That's the lesson of the Minchas Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, one of the lessons. The lesson of the Minchas Chinuch of the Kohen Gadol, of the Kohen Hedyot, is to keep it fresh. Keep it fresh. Do whatever you have to do. Sometimes you got to change it up. It's hard. You come to Seder every day. You come to Shir every day. After a while, it's hard. And there are other things. There are other things going on in people's lives, and they get distracted. It's understandable, but we have to make sure that every Seder, we're excited to come at 9 o'clock in the morning. Every Seder, every Shir, we don't miss a Shir. But I understood all the Marmakomas, and I'll get it later. I'll listen to a tape. Don't listen to the tape. Come to the Shir. Be part of it. Be part of the Pupula Daraisa. Make it exciting. Keep it exciting. If we keep it exciting, we'll see that we'll accomplish so much more. That's the message of the Minchas Chavitim. You want the Avodas Hashem just to happen, or do you want all of the Avodah that you're involved in to stay exciting, to stay fresh? I think we all know what we want. The key is we have to put in the effort to make sure that it stays exciting, and hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us all of the Siyata Dishmaya we need, that we'll taka be able to grow and to accomplish to our full potential. Shabbos.